Good morning, good evening, good night, whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm Kayla Thomas.
I'm Julia Draghi.
I'm Karleen Slash.
And I'm Nylee Astani.
And today we're going to talk about colleges, specifically in-state versus out-of-state colleges. So, what do you guys think is important to take into account when deciding what college you're going to go to?
I think the main thing that, like, I was looking at when deciding what college to go to was the financial opportunities. And just, like, if I would have enough money to be able to go out and still be, like, able to do everyday tasks with ease. Does that make sense?
For me, it might sound basic, but it's just, like, kind of just, like, the adventure part of it all and kind of, like, the risk you're taking and not knowing what'll happen. I feel like being in a state where, like in Vegas, like, there's not really much for us here. And just, like, being able to go out and just see a new place and be able to meet new people, I think that's something that's, like, really interesting and something that we should all take as an opportunity. But when looking at the price point of it all and deciding to move out of state for that price range, sometimes it's just not worth it, and I could just experience it when I'm older, when I can afford it all.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, because, you know, like, so many of us, like for me at least, like, I of course, like, want the experience of going out of state, you know, like, seeing new things, like, new places, like, gaining that experience kind of at a younger age and remembering it. But at the same time, when you think about it realistically, it's like, you know, Vegas has some good programs at, you know, certain schools, and just kind of depending what you want to go into, you know, if you can do it here for a lot cheaper, you know, get whatever aid from high school and all of that, I feel like that's a lot more worth it than going out of state, doing the same exact thing that you could do in Vegas for just a bunch of student loans at the end of it.
Yeah, I agree about that, because, I mean, you're right. It does depend on what you plan to study. Like, some career choices, they're more demanding when it comes to studying. Like, say, I want to become an MD, so, of course, it's going to be a lot more expensive for me to go to school just because of how long I have to be in school, which would be, like, 12 years before residency. So when you think about the pricing, and then you want to go out of state, you want to get a car, you want to get an apartment, or maybe even a dorm, that on top of just, like, normal living costs and the textbooks and the supplies that you need, it adds up. And then when you look at it, like, from not just the financial point, and you look at it from a different aspect, which is just the demand of the studying, how much time are you really going to have to go out there and check out the city or the campus or this new place that you're in? It's kind of a gamble.
Bringing on from what Kayla said about visiting college campuses, especially during a time like COVID, we're all the only time when we can visit campuses is virtually. So that's not even, like, seeing the whole big picture, and especially seeing it in person is going to be way different than just imagining something through an online screen. And something that I noticed while researching on this topic too is that 58% of U.S. high school graduates go to a college within 100 miles of their hometown, and 72% of students stay in state. So only 11% of students venture more than 500 miles from their hometown. And I think that's something that's really important to see, because I feel like a lot of us have that same mindset that we do have the choice to go out of state and venture out, but sometimes it's just more important to stay at home because of financial reasons.
Well, then I guess that makes me part of that 72%, because I'm actually planning on staying in state. I mean, of course, there's the possibility of me getting a scholarship to an out-of-state school, but, I mean, the chances are slim. I'm applying for a sports scholarship, specifically women's golf, And based on recent statistics, it said that women's golf is the least filled out college scholarship in the entire nation. So there's a chance of that, but I do want to keep it realistic. So I'm probably going to do, I'm probably going to study at UNLV.
And I mean, realistically speaking, like, especially people who go into like the medical field or like a specific healthcare, usually on average student loan debt amounts to $32,731 by the time they graduate. So considering staying in state gives you more like opportunity to go out and find jobs near your college and near where you live, it would be way more easier and like stress-free to stay here in an environment that you know.
Yeah, like for me personally, I know I want to stay in state, even though it may seem childish, also because like of my family, because I am more homebound, so I would rather be over here for as long as I can. And I am possibly thinking about going to law school after studying criminal justice or psychology in like four-year college like UNLV. So obviously maybe during law school is when I can think about going out of state after being here for 4 years. So, you know, just kind of building up the possibilities from that.
I definitely agree with like everyone, what everyone has said. And I really am thinking about just staying in state just because there are opportunities here as well. Like UNLV has a great medical program and as well as CSN. And being here and paying that in-state tuition is just a lot, it's just a safer and easier option in the long run. And like what Nyla said, like, if I do want to go out of state in the end, after my 4-year college, then I'll go to, like, an ultrasound tech program, like, out of state, or even after finishing, like, my prerequisites for the first 1 or 2 years, then I'll decide to go out of state, possibly.
Now that you mention some of the colleges here and just getting your prerequisites done, it reminds me of how our school lets you take college classes. And so you're talking about tuition, and I was like, well, you could get some of your prerequisites done in high schools, and you already know that those credits are going to transfer to UNLV and CSN and NS Northern, yeah. The other one.
So, like, going off of what you said, that's actually like a really good thing that our school provides, because I'm trying to major in psychology at UNLV, and because of the college courses, I'd actually be a semester ahead. So, like, I feel like also, credits don't go through when you go out of state. So sometimes if you apply for like a Ivy League or like a really higher bound level college, they usually don't accept the credits, or you have to retake the course if it wasn't like the liable grade. So I guess there's like pros and cons to each.
Yeah, like I'm basically thinking of doing the exact same thing, and like obviously looking at it through UNLV and seeing that basically an entire semester would basically be done for me, because by the end of next year I would have taken like 12 individual like classes based on like one each semester or whatever, like for CSN and NSC, which definitely helps a lot because of the pricing and just like doing it at my own school right now. I think it's a really great opportunity that all of us like have been given, and I think it's really going to help us like when we decide to go to college and what we want to do.
Especially to spend all of that money to go out of state and then have to pretty much retake all of your prerequisites that you already did, especially when you could get it done in high school for a lot cheaper than like the actual college class. So it would just make sense financially to just stay in state.
Something that really affected my decision between going from in-state and out-of-state is seeing like the best ultrasound technician schools, because that's something that I really want to pursue in the future. And from seeing the list, like there was already UNLV as like one of the top, as well as CSN. CSN has a great ultrasound program. And And I, even though I really wanted to go out of state, something like, I kind of wanted to do like a loophole around it. So I tried looking at the University of Reno, seeing if they had like an ultrasound program, if it was good enough and all that. And honestly, it's not as good as CSN's. So that's why I'm deciding to stay more in my area, like CSN and UNLV. But if I did have the opportunity, or if UNR did have a better ultrasound program, then I would definitely choose that option, since I'll still be paying in-state tuition.
Yeah, same thing with me. I tried to look at UNR as a possible option, but my major, like, I want to pursue psychology as a major, but then I want to minor in criminal justice because I want to pursue criminal psychology. So looking at UNR, it had like what I wanted, but it's just, it would be flip-flop. So criminal justice would be my major and then psychology would be my minor, and I don't really want that because I still want like my PhD to be associated with psych. So I decided to stay at UNLV, and it would just be easier for me to do both my major and minor staying in state.
Yeah, because I know UNLV has one of the their psychology program is in the top 75 in the whole nation. Also looking into criminal justice, kind of around the same thing. And then later on, if I do want to go into law, the William Boyd School is also really good. And then also thinking about it realistically, like not saying it's impossible to get into schools like, you know, like Harvard Law, but when you think about it, it's more like the expenditure for that, like, you know, the grades and everything you have to have for that. I think, like, for me, I didn't start thinking about law in ninth grade, but I feel like if I did, I could have built up, you know, worked a lot harder for my grades back then to be a lot, you know, for my GPA to be higher, for me to be able to go to a school like that. But I feel like since a lot of us maybe didn't even come up with our decisions later on, I think, you know, we didn't really work up to, you know, going to law school, being a psychologist, being a doctor. So I think that also plays an effect of kind of what we want to do, like where we want to go.
The way my parents raised me, I was not really allowed to get bad grades. So I've pretty much been set up to have a little more opportunity just because my grade average was like a lot better starting from the beginning. And now that I'm in high school and that's pretty much added up, I'm like top three in my class. So I should have a lot of options when it comes to scholarships. So I think that because I want to major in, I think biology, and then from there I'll go into med school and either go into nursing or MD. I'm not 100% sure yet, just because I think that with nursing, I could like get those 4 years done and then go have like a part-time job and then go back in for my specialty or whatever and become a nurse anesthetist. Or I could become an MD and just do the specialty or the, I think it's an elective, anesthesiology. I could do that. But I'm not 100% sure yet. But I do have a couple of options. I was also planning on going out of state, either to USF or to TCU, because they also offer anesthesiology, nurse anesthesiology classes there too. But then it's out of state. And financially, that wouldn't be very good, especially because Texas is a long ways away. And also because of the weather, you know, like tornadoes, I don't know if that stuff would be, I think it would be better for me to stay in state just because of what I want to do in college.
So today we went over like the pros and cons of going out of state versus staying in state and like the financial differences that would go with it and some of our own decisions and like choices we've eliminated and choices we've leaned more towards and other topics like scholarships and financial aid. I'm Grooming Swatch.
I'm Nylee Yazdani.
I'm Julia Drake.
And I'm Kayla Thomas.
And we'll see you on the flip side.